You're listening to Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And a very pleasant good Saturday morning to you, and welcome into the first edition of the KLEM Coach's Corner for the new year, 2023. It's been a couple of weeks, but we are back into the swing of things. Daniel Versteeg with you. We'll be chatting up with our boys basketball coaches around the area today. We've got Mike Langle. He'll be coming up in just a few minutes. And Dave Irwin will join us, Galen Catholic and Lamar's community coaches, respectively, on that. And we'll get to talk about some games. Thank goodness. We were kind of worried there at the beginning of the week that we might not have a whole lot to talk about. But the Bulldog boys got a couple of games here at the end of the week. And the Galen boys played last night, a game we had on KLEM Radio. So we'll have a couple of things to talk about with both coaches. Of course, any contest we do with a video stream, you can always go back and watch it by checking out the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. The first quarter big for the Jays. They led 19-2 after one quarter. Just a great showing right out of the get-go by Coach Langle's squad. We'll talk all of that, though, with both coaches coming up in just a bit. Do want to recap some of the scores from yesterday from the teams that we will not be talking about here today. Taking a look at girls basketball first. In the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Bulldog girls got back into the win column after losing to Helan right before the break. They beat Sioux City West 64-48. The Bulldogs now 5-1 in MRAC competition as they'll be getting ready to start the second half of the conference schedule here shortly. In Warrigal Conference girls basketball, the Hinton girls got the better of the Jay girls, 69-35. It was close right out of the get-go. And then the Blackhawks used some full-court defense to kind of run away from Galen there toward the end. The Jays did show improvement, and we'll have a lot to talk about with Coach Brandon Shecker next week on the Coach's Corner. Other contests in the Warrigal, it was third-ranked Unity Christian, probably wrapping up the conference title with a win over fourth-ranked Remsen St. Mary's, 69-51. Those two have been the odds-on favorite all season to this point. We'll see if anybody can dethrone the Knights now after the Hawks could not. MMCRU, they more than nearly doubled up South O'Brien, 61-35. In the Western Valley Conference in girls basketball, Kingsley Pearson over MVAOCOU last night, 69-51. In boys basketball, we'll mention the score briefly. Sioux City West did beat the Bulldogs last night, 50-31. Warrigal Conference boys basketball, Galen beat Hinton, 78-61. Seventh-ranked Remsen St. Mary's narrowly hung on to defeat Unity Christian, 46-41. And South O'Brien got the better of MMCRU, 58-36. Finally, in the Western Valley Conference, Kingsley Pearson, a defensive domination for the Panthers. They beat MVAOCOU 55-19. Boy, what a showing by the Panthers in that contest over the Rams. Again, if you want to get up to date on all those scores, check them out on our website, KLEM1410.com. And best of luck to all of our wrestling teams today. They've all got a bunch of weekend tournaments. Everybody's in action, Lamar's girls and all four boys wrestling teams in Plymouth County. So some good things going on today. There are a couple of basketball games as well. Akron Westfield's in action in basketball. So another full slate, and it's good to have that on the docket with hopefully the weather staying out of the picture for a little bit. But this is the Coach's Corner. You don't want to hear me talk. You want to hear the coaches talk. So let's get a break in. We'll come back. Mike Langle, head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, join us talking about the victory over Hinton last night. And we'll first probably talk about what happened over the break and how the Jays got better after a loss to Remsen St. Mary's. It's the Coach's Corner. Mike Langle joins us next here on KLEM Radio.
Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Michael K. Rulin about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. It's a personalized, flexible, step-by-step approach toward financial balance. Call Michael K. Rulin, financial advisor, certified financial planner practitioner, Ross Rulin, associate financial advisor, or Sam Van Wettering, associate financial advisor at 546-9525. Office is located at 129 Central Avenue, Southwest Lamar's, Iowa. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Specializing in EPS buildings and homes, new construction, and remodeling, Sitzman Construction has been doing business in the Lamar's area for 15 years. They're your area expert in EPS solid core shops and homes. Jeremy and his crew would love to come out and give you a quote on your post-frame agricultural building, new home construction, or even your home remodeling project. At Sitzman Construction, quality and customer satisfaction are the focus on the job. Call Jeremy today at 546-4263 and start building with the best, because at Sitzman Construction, they satisfy your construction needs.
A complex system of bones, joints, ligaments, and tendons choreographs every movement throughout your day. Where you get care for your body matters. Turn to the experienced team at Floyd Valley Healthcare, where technology, orthopedic care, and therapies meet to support your every move. From sports medicine to scopes and carpal tunnel surgery to complete knee, hip, or shoulder replacements, the orthopedic services at Floyd Valley can help keep your complex system working for you. Floyd Valley Healthcare, your community, your health, your life.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we're back on the Coach's Corner, the first Coach's Corner of 2023. Daniel Versteg with you. This program, each and every Saturday, brought to you by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Thanks to those great sponsors, we're able to bring on our great coaches around the area. One of those is Galen Catholic boys basketball coach Michael Engel. He joins us now. The Jays winners over Hinton by a final of 78-61. But coach, first of all, we had 2 weeks of no games. You were able to get some practices in. Of course, didn't want to work them all the time with the holidays and things like that. But what were some of the things that you guys focused on and you guys deemed extra important to try and work on and to try and hone your skills on while you didn't have any games?
Yeah, Daniel, good morning. We took that time, of course you get a week off for Christmas, but then after that, we took that time to get a lot of things that we hadn't got in yet this season as far as, worked on some different things, presses and some more offenses. And with the schedule we got up coming up, we only got a few practices in between games. So we took that time to try to get all that in and get ready for this schedule we got right ahead of us. And so you don't have a lot of time to practice in between. You got to kind of let your players catch up with rest in between games as fast as they're going to come. So we got most everything we need in, and now we just got to keep working on those things.
Was it one of those kind of deals where you were obviously coming off a loss, but you had seven games before that? Did you kind of use it as a mid-season checkup to say, okay, we did this well, but like you said, we've got to now implement something new? You were able to kind of diagnose your team, I guess, in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. The last game against Remsen, of course, they have a really nice team over there this year. And so we knew that would be a bar that we could look at and to see what we needed to work at. And they do a good job of showing your weaknesses and your strengths. And so we worked at some of our weaknesses and tried to get better with those things. Taking the ball to the hole against good teams, and get to the free throw line. We worked at that and things like that to be able to, get a little better. So when we play big teams coming up in the near future, every team in the War Eagles is tough. So we gotta be ready for all those things.
Well, getting to the free throw line, you, like you said, you emphasized that, and you definitely did that last night. 29 shots from the free throw line. You made 25 of them, which is the extra icing on the cake. What does it look like for you when you guys are getting to the free throw line? What is it that you're doing to get there? How are you running your offense? How are guys moving? What do they have to do so that they can get those opportunities?
Well, first of all, take the opportunities when they're there. Sometimes we get a little passive and there might be an opening there and we don't take advantage of it. We just have to be able to do that. Getting the ball inside is a big focus we've worked on. Try to get that inside out game, getting it into our post players, whether that's Gabe or Ryan or Carter or whoever. and get that ball inside, attack, look, and then look for the kick out three or whatever it may be. And if we can do that at a successful rate, it just makes our offense work a lot better. And that's with any, that's no rocket science. That's kind of with every team, but it's hard to get it in there sometimes. And we just got to be confident in doing that.
Well, and like you said, I think it was last night, you started listing off the teams that are coming up on your schedule and saying, well, we got to, you know, do that against this team and this team and this team. And then you just kind of said, well, shoot, it's the entire Warrigal Conference. How tough is being a post player in this league when you got 6'5", sometimes 6'6", guys that are all down there kind of mucking things up for you? How tough is it for Ryan, Gabe, and Carter to be able to be physical with every guy they see on a given night?
Yeah, it is. It's a handful for those guys at 6'2". Gabe might be 6'3", and Carter, but they have to be physical. They have to anticipate their movements. They have to get a lot of weak side help, which we really worked on through the off season or through the mid season here, and to get that offside help in place so that they have a little help when they get it into these big post players that we got coming up here. And that's the big thing, to just get the rotation and the defense to help those guys out. And there's some good post players, and quite frankly, it's pretty tough to stop a post player who gets the ball down on the block. You're already half beat. So you got to just work hard to try to keep it out of them in those positions where they like to be.
Mike Langle's with us. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball, talking about the win over Hinton last night a little bit, but also the things that the Jays are getting better on. Post touches, definitely. But, I also saw last night the guys are confident shooting the basketball as well. You mentioned taking the opportunities, and then you mentioned also the inside-out game. Keaton and Drake, you know, they shoot well from the outside. Those two kind of get your offense going from the outside like that. What was some of the things they were doing right to get themselves open last night and to get them the opportunities that they ultimately took advantage of most of the time?
Well, with Drake, that inside outside game is very important for him. He's kind of a perimeter player that sets up on the kick out passes, and if he gets that kick out pass and he's got that second to shoot it, he's pretty deadly. Bonderson obviously makes a lot of his own offense with his movement, and just beats his guy and gets open, and he's got that quick shot that works inside, that 15-foot jumper that's as nice as anybody's around. He was 2 for 3 last night. That was from the three-point line, which was nice to see. He's been working on his three a lot in practice and trying to get that perfected. And that was nice to see him go 2 for 3 last night. We got guys like Zane Whelan that we've been playing a little more and more all the time, and he's a nice three-point shooter. And Landon Ryder, who can shoot the three, he's just kind of breaking into some time. And so those guys all can kind of get that going, and so our post players have that dish out to some of those guys.
Yeah, let's talk about a couple of the guys you mentioned there at the end. There's Zane and Landon. Like you said, it's going to be a busy week. It's going to be a busy weeks for you guys as you deal with all the making up you guys are doing, as getting games and things like that. You mentioned to me how important they are off the bench. What's the biggest thing that those guys bring off the bench, a Zane, a Carter, or a Landon, and even Gabe to an extent too? What are the biggest things they bring off the bench for you when you need to be able to go 8-9 guys deep?
Yeah, Gabe's kind of one of the runners. I mean, he's in the game a lot, but Zane and Landon, they bring that, like I've just mentioned, that 3-point threat that they do so well. Zane, actually, very heady, smart kid that can play some nice defense too. He does a lot of nice help defense, which helps us out. Landon can just really shoot the ball nice. He's just kind of breaking in. He's kind of trying to get used to the varsity pace a little bit, where Zane might have that little upper hand on him there, and he's a senior. So But Carter coming in, Carter Kellen coming off the bench and giving our bigs a break and coming in there, and he's a nice rebounder if he gets in position, gets in his position. He likes to sit down there on that left side, and there's nothing wrong with that. He sits down there and gets some quick buckets for us once in a while, and that's important offensively and defensively, just to be able to play a big post player. He's big enough to get to muscle up some of those guys and do a good job playing defense on some of these big guys, and then box out and get a rebound and get us going the other direction.
Well, and I mean, the other thing too, I see it at the college level when I watch, you know, some GPAC games around the area, and I see it at the high school level too. Having two post players that you can go to is nice, but then you get a third guy in the mix, whether it's foul trouble, whether it's just the physical nature of the contest. I mean, what you played post, what does having three post guys do for you when, you're dealing with foul trouble or you're dealing with the physicality that comes with every night in the War Eagle Conference?
Yeah, you can give up a few more fouls, obviously. You can play a little more physical if you get a foul down there. You know, it isn't quite as serious. But we haven't really had too much foul trouble this year so far. Actually, sometimes I ask them to get a little meaner down in there and get a few fouls and make them earn more things. But that's important. You know, like Gabe, he kind of plays inside and out. He kind of goes around. And but Carter and Ryan Augustine are pretty much set down in there, and they battle the paint and try to control the paint.
Chatting with Mike Langle, he's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball here on the Coach's Corner. We're talking about the win last night, and you know, we talk a lot about offense. Obviously, the points are flashy and things like that. The first quarter last night, you guys go up 19-2, and I think Hinton shot 1 of 11 from the field in that first quarter. Just defensively, what was clicking that was forcing up bad shots or forcing turnovers or what was going right for you on the defensive end?
I think to be honest, Hinton struggled with getting the ball in the hole there for a little bit, but our defense was on their toes, moving quickly, and like I said to you last night on an interview, I think they were, that first quarter, they've been caged long enough, and they're ready to get out and get going, and they can only listen to me so long, and they just wanted to get out and play and show us coaches that they were ready to go, and they were. They jumped out to, you know, only giving up a couple points in the first quarter, which was really nice, and we turned those missed shots into transition points, and a lot of those 19 points were in transition. So once we got that first quarter down, then we kind of settled down in, and second quarter, you know, they came out and pretty well shot even with us, you know, for the rest of the game. But we had that quick lead, and that was enough to hold it through the course of the game.
And it was something we talked a little bit about last night, but just to ask you, I mean, when you lose a contest like you did to St. Mary's, and you were in the game and then just couldn't finish it the rest of the way, and then you have 2 weeks to sit on that. I mean, what does that do for a player when you lose a game, but you're not given an opportunity to, you know, kind of make up for it, things like that? Just what is the feeling like in a player when they finally get that opportunity to say, all right, let's right the wrong and let's get back out there?
Yeah, I thought coming back from break, the kids, actually the first practice or two, we had to work pretty hard at getting them charged up again. I thought they felt the aftermath of that. I think they had some high hopes with Remsen, but it's going to take a good team to beat Remsen on a good night. And I think they maybe realized that a little bit. And we were within clawing distance a couple times. We had chances to take the lead in that and didn't quite get it done. And but so they kind of stewed on that, but we kind of took a little bit. But after a practice or two, we start looking forward, and I kind of brought them to the coach's room here. I had the schedule written up on the blackboard here the next couple weeks, and they kind of looked at that and got their eyes open, and I said, you know, this is what we got right ahead of us, so we need to we need to get after it in practice and get these things done and get where we need to be, because if you look at the practices we have coming up, it isn't enough to do any of that stuff. Yeah, we could do a few little things, but we needed to get the bulk of that stuff in, and they went to work and worked through that stuff, and we got it in, and actually by the end of the by Thursday night we were ready by then.
Absolutely, and it showed last night. It showed all throughout the game that they were ready to go and ready to get back to it. And you talk about the upcoming schedule for you guys. And first of all, those practices that you mentioned with lack of opportunities, and you know, you don't want to, you know, make it too busy on a Wednesday night with all the activities they've got, or you don't have many opportunities Thursday and Monday and things like that. How valuable and how much more intentional do those practices have to be when you realize you're probably not going to get another one for a few days? What's got to be the mindset going into practices now, and what do you have to be able to get done so that you can, you know, get something out of those practices in the future?
You know, I think the few practices we got in between here, it's going to have to be spent catching up on getting our legs back a little bit all the time. But I think we'll have to spend a little more time in the film room showing some things so that they can sit and watch it and try to learn that way, and then try to get out on the practice floor and get loosened up, get some shots in, you know, just review things, just keep reviewing, just spending 8-10 minutes on everything we need to review, just keeping it fresh in their head, the right way to do things. And I think that's the big thing. We might have to spend a little more time in film room just watching it that way and showing guys, you know, this was good. This is what we want to do. Here's what we can do better here and things like that. And that's a helpful tool that we use. All basketball teams use it. But especially now with this schedule and the few amount of practices that we're going to have in between.
And, you know, the other part with your guys is the fact that they're all veterans and things like that. They've been through it. They've watched a ton of film, I'm sure, over the last couple of years, and they can dissect it. So what are those film sessions like when you have so many seniors and you have so many guys who know what they're looking for, and then you can point something out to them and be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to fix that, and I'll be able to apply that to, you know, come next game or next practice.
Yeah, you kind of got to break it down. You can't sit there for an hour, get impatient. Our film room's about 10 by 15. So, I mean, we're in here pretty tight, and which is fine. You kind of break it down, but and just get to those, you know, in a game, those 6-7 points that you want to bring up and show the kids. And, you know, I'd say you'd want 5 or 6 things in every film that you might need to work on, and show them 5 or 6 things that they did well. So, and then get it, and then get out and get practicing. You can't keep it too long. I guess we have more places to do it, but we seem kind of at home here in this office and pile in here and kind of stand there. So you can't keep them too long. It doesn't, yeah, after a while, this many guys in this little room, it gets a little claustrophobic, and probably need to get out and get some fresh air, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean very well. Yeah, they obviously take advantage of it, and they're so head smart, and they obviously get a lot out of the film. Once you are in there, and now you look at your game schedule coming up, and you got Akron on Monday and Remsen on Tuesday and Unity on Thursday. I mean, just off the bat, your Remsen and Unity games this week were enough to be tricky, but then you throw the Akron game from this past Tuesday in there. What's kind of just a general thing you're looking for your guys to accomplish, to do right, and what's going to be the key to getting through this three-game week, three games in 4 days here at the beginning of this week?
First of all, I think we have a little bit of an advantage having so many seniors. They're physically mature. The guys are strong. They're healthy. That's going to help. We aren't playing a lot of young kids probably need to rejuvenate their bodies in between games, where these guys have they've been in the weight room, they've worked hard, you know, through their 4 years of high school, and so their bodies are ready to go. It's just more or less, you know, getting them a little rest with their legs in between, and like I mentioned, getting the film room, point out some things, and go through some situations that we need to work on. And I think it's a little bit, with the schedule we got, it's kind of, it ain't an advantage, but I feel pretty good about going into it with a mature bunch of guys that we have this year.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a great test. Yeah, it's a tough one, but it's going to be a great test for you guys, and we'll be coming out to Remsen on Tuesday to see you guys again this week. Coach, we always appreciate your time here on the Coach's Corner, and best of luck to you guys in an upcoming busy week.
Thanks, Daniel. Thanks for covering us.
You do a
great job.
Thank you, Mike. It's my pleasure. That's Mike Langle. He's the head coach of Galen Catholic boys basketball. We'll take another break. When we come back, Lamar's community head coach Dave Irwin will join us, talking about the Bulldog stretch of games here the last couple of days. It's the KLEM Coach's Corner. It's right here on KLEM Radio.
At Nohava Construction, we build the world's best roofs, and we stand behind them. We've been recognized as an elite roofing specialist year after year. At Nohava Construction, we have a high accuracy rating. We use the world's finest roofing technology for our commercial projects. Whether it's new construction or roof replacement, we work hard for our customers. You're the reason we installed the best commercial roofs around. Nohava Construction, your elite roofing specialist.
Nohava Construction Lamar's has roofing covered and then some.
Do you need shirts for an event? Get Branded 360 offers competitive pricing and awesome customer service. Get Branded's graphic artist can take your ideas and create a design for you. Get Branded 360 carries a variety of blank clothing. Get a tank top for the hot weather, a sweatshirt for cool nights, and t-shirt for any time at Get Branded 360.
When you want to show appreciation for someone's generosity, kindness, or achievement, Dryco Products Incorporated can assist you with a wide selection of high-quality recognition products. Go to www.drycoproducts.com to see examples of the complete line of displays, building directories, employee tenure, wall of fame, memorials, sales performance, education, medical, faith, military, and much more. Dryco Products is your source for personalized gifts, such as Bible covers, wine glasses, picture frames. Almost anything is possible to personalize. Contact Dryco Products for more ideas. Dryco Products online, www.drycoproducts.com.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
We welcome you back inside the Coach's Corner right here on KLEM Radio. This program brought to you every Saturday by Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. Great talk with Mike Langle, and we move that great talk now onto the Lamar's community side of things. Dave Irwin, the head coach of the boys basketball team at Lamar's community, joins us now. The Bulldogs, a couple of games here the last two nights, both at home, thank goodness, but unfortunately both falling into the loss column. The Bulldogs to the number one team in South Dakota, Dakota Valley. They lost by 5, and then they lost to West High last night by a 19-point margin. Coach, first of all, before we get into those contests, you had two losses before the Christmas break, and then you get some time to sit on it and think about it a little bit. How did you guys spend that break once you got back from Christmas and had the week or so off that you had? What did you spend the break on to try and get better and to try and get things improved?
Well, it's kind of similar to what we've experienced really all year long up to this point. You know, we've had some weather issues that limits our practice. And then over break, when we really like to get a lot of things done, we had some illness run through the guys. And then, we also had our young man that came over from Ireland. He ended up going back home to see some family. So we missed him for a majority of the practices. So we didn't necessarily get as much done as what I really would have liked, but I do think that we got better. I thought our practices were solid. I thought we worked on a lot of the things that we had really struggled on. And I thought the first game back, I really thought we implemented a lot of that stuff and did a lot of things well and took a few steps forward. And then,
you know, we play again last night, and I thought we took three steps backwards. So we're not getting the trend that I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I know. You mentioned to me at the beginning of the season you were hoping that you guys would be kind of playing some of your best basketball anyway by this point, and then obviously getting to your best by February. Obviously, that part is still a possibility. But what were some of the things that you did get better on specifically that you really, you know, intentionally worked on? And then those things that showed up to you on Thursday night, for instance?
Well, on Thursday night, I thought we came in with just a great attitude and a great approach. I thought we had certainly opportunities. The things that we got better on are we utilized each other much better. I felt like we had some organization and understood some roles, and really just competed with a purpose. And I thought we did a great job of that on Thursday night. There's a lot of things that we didn't do well on Thursday, but for the most part, our guys believed and they battled. And, you know, we struggled to end a half, which cost us, you know, basically a 10-point lead, right, against the number one team, or a team that's won 30 straight games. But we came back and had a struggle a little bit in the third quarter, but we responded. You know, we got down 11, and then we cut it all the way back to 2 and just could never really get over that hump. But the guys always believed. They didn't quit. They just kept coming at them. And I think Dakota Valley, if you would talk to them, they would probably say, I don't understand why Lamar's is where they're at record-wise, because they flat-out get after people. Well, that was Thursday, and then Friday was a complete reversal. And I didn't think we had the right approach. I didn't think we had the right attitude. I thought Wes got us down, and I thought we panicked and tried to go hide, and really nobody wanted the basketball. And it was a very, very frustrating and, to be honest, an embarrassing evening watching Lamar's boys.
Yeah, you know, I was able to catch Thursday's game a little bit. I unfortunately have not gotten the chance to watch last night's game a little bit, but you know, from Thursday night, like you said, I mean, you guys were doing good things, and I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even give you guys a chance. I'll put my foot in my mouth on live radio there and just you know, say I didn't give you guys a chance. But you guys came in, you were, and like you said, you were up there for a good margin, but then the halftime ended on the wrong note. Just you know, what kind of things have been plaguing you? I know it's been turnovers, but how do those turnovers come about most of the time? And what are the things that, you know, you guys are doing that ends up leading to those just kind of costly and fatal mistakes?
Well, it's really a number of things. Number one, we lack confidence for some reason. I know these guys are capable. We're not very good passers right now, but we should be. We're not very good ball handlers, but we practice it. We're not great decision makers, and that just comes with understanding what we're trying to do on the offensive end. And finally, I think we have a lot of guys that just play out of control. We're not under control. And when you're out of control, you make poor decisions. You lose your fundamentals. You know, it's getting to the point. You know, the last two games, Daniel, we got beat by the number one team in South Dakota, a team that has won 30 straight games, and we had 29 turnovers. That's unheard of.
Mm-hmm.
And then we follow it up with a team that, in all honesty, we should have been able to beat. If we played the way we did on Tuesday, had that attitude, or I'm sorry, on Thursday, mm-hmm. had that attitude and approach, then it's a team that we should beat fairly handily. Instead, we score 31 points. We have another 25 turnovers. I mean, I feel bad for people coming to our games right now, because if you're in the crowd, we probably are going to have people sign some waivers, because there's a possibility you're going to catch one in the head. I mean, we are just being very careless.
Yeah, and you know, I think the frustrating part for me anyways is I can, and obviously I'm not a coach, I only played past freshman year, but I can kind of see what they're trying to do, and what they're trying to do is you know, most of the time a good idea, whether it's trying to get it down to the back door cut or they're trying to, you know, quickly get the pass out, you know, swing it reverse court and things like that, but they're just not able to do it. Is that kind of the most frustrating thing for you? Like they've got the idea right, it's just the execution is not there.
Yeah, the strange part about it is typically you run into a lot of turnovers with kids trying to do a lot of things that they're not capable of, trying to force things, trying to make things happen. And I think we do force a lot of things, but it's the nice part about it is nobody on this team is selfish. I mean, everybody wants to do well. I have no doubt that everybody is trying to do well, but we've got to find a way to instill some confidence and believe in ourselves. And I'm running through about everything that I can think of to try to get them to believe in their abilities. And I thought last night against West, I just thought there were guys that were in the game that absolutely did not want the ball, did not want to shoot. I didn't think we looked at the hoop. You know, we had 39 shot attempts and 25 turnovers. That's a recipe for disaster when you don't shoot it well because you're not confident.
Yeah, I'm no math guy, but that's not the best ratio there for shots to turnovers. We're chatting with Dave Irwin, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball, about the last couple of nights. Last night disappointing by any means, but and I think I saw there were a decent amount of free throws shot in the contest, and I know getting to the line when you're not confident is kind of a tough thing to do. You know, just from a you know, game plan and execution standpoint. So the fact that you guys are getting some opportunities there at the line, what have you guys been doing to give yourselves the opportunities at the line? And you know, then I guess the key is you know, converting on them.
Yeah, and you know, we did shoot 21 free throws last night, but we shot very few in the second half. We had opportunities in the first half. Listen, we started off the game shooting free throws because West had the wrong number in the book, and we go 0-for-2 from the line to start the game. We get the ball back, so we have first possession. We run it inside. We get a nice shot, get fouled, and we go 0-for-2 from the line. So we had an opportunity to be up 4-0 in the game, and in all honesty, I thought that deflated us. I thought because we had that opportunity and we didn't take advantage of it, I thought we just kind of felt bad for ourselves, and it kind of lingered on throughout the entire first quarter and even probably for the entire game to a certain extent.
Dave Irwin with us, head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. I'm talking about the team as a whole, but, you know, in situations like this, it's tough to kind of point out some bright spots here, but I want to do a little bit of that here. I saw a couple of guys, especially on Thursday night, who really shined on the scoreboard, maybe that weren't on there a whole lot. You know, I see Nolan Castle in points last night. You know, saw a little bit of Dylan Walking Eagle in the post on Thursday night. Guys like that, because for a while there, it was either Ben or Braden was going to get hot and nobody else was. When you get a Nolan Cass, say, or a Nolan Parmalee, or whoever it may be on that night going offensively, what does that do for you? And you know, does that kind of hopefully instill some confidence in the rest of the guys too?
Well, you know, we've had guys do a lot of good things throughout different games. The issue is we're just not getting the consistency that we need to see. I've been really pleased with Nolan Cass and his ability to kind of play out of position at certain times in the game, just because I feel like he's been fairly consistent. I'd like to get Andrew Fifita back to where he was prior to his ankle injury. I think he's a little unsure right now. And he's got some skill for us in the post. He's long, he's athletic. We've got to get Drew Gallus to where he's not so much in hurry up mode, and just kind of make some better decisions. He's turned it over in when he's had some opportunities, but he's a solid post. He's tough to guard. He's got some nice moves. He just has to slow down. And Ben Martin, he's got skill. He knows what he should do. He's got to play with a little more under control. He's got to let the game come to him rather than try to make things happen. And Braden's just—he's got to be ready to shoot. He's a nice threat from the perimeter. We have guys that we have pieces there. It's just we haven't quite been able to put it together. And you know, seriously, when you're turning it over at the rate we are, it's going to be almost impossible to score. You know, we gave up 50 points to West last night. Any other year, you give up 50 to West, you're probably going to win by 10 or 12. We gave up 54 to Helan with 23 turnovers. That's a game that you should win, or at least you should be right in it. And instead, we lost by 24. You know, you give up 36 to a Sergeant Bluff, and you get beat 10 because of the inability to execute on the offensive end. And that's where it's frustrating, because I see guys that have the capabilities to help us get over this hump, but we get halfway there and then we kind of slide right back down. And that's the battle right now, is just trying to figure out how we're going to all get on the same page and all kind of play within ourselves and just try to control tempo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, on the defensive end, I think you guys hang with anybody in this conference. Like you mentioned, I mean, those are prime examples. I mean, yeah, you hold SBL to 36 and West to 50, and yeah, you set yourself up for success. Just talk about what maybe is what specifically might be going right for you guys on the defensive end to be able to keep those point totals at a manageable level where you can realistically get after that and to try and overcome it. What kind of things have you been doing right on the defensive end at this point in the season?
Well, it's the stuff that's made us pretty solid on the defensive end are the same things that we need to apply on the offensive end. We trust each other. You know, our whole defensive concept is based on being ready to help your buddy, being ready to help your teammate. And I think we do an outstanding job. If we can keep teams in the half court, we're tough to score against. I mean, look at the Dakota Valley game. We gave up 60 points in that game, but 24 of those were off turnovers. And the type of turnovers we're having are open court turnovers, and you can't defend that. Those types of things typically lead to layups. So I love what we do in the half court defense. I think we're as good as, really, in all honesty, it's one of the best defensive teams that I've had, right, with the understanding of what we're trying to do defensively. But on the flip side, we've got to find a way to do some things on the offensive end.
Yeah, I mean, if I could take the energy and the effort that I see from like a Bo Wadley and a Connor Jalas and apply it to you guys offensively, you'd be set, because when you look at how those two in particular kind of play defense out on the perimeter, and they pounce on guys and they don't let them breathe and all that kind of stuff, they never make it easy on them. It's a fun thing to watch from up in the bleachers. But it's just getting things going on the offensive end. Once they've had all that energy and they've shown it on the defensive end, they got to apply it on both ends too.
Yeah, you know, and you mentioned those two guys, Bo and Connor, but I love the effort that I get from Nolan Cass. Yep. when he's trying to guard a post guy. You know, he knows he's undersized. He's battling to get around in front and make that post entry difficult. Andrew Fafita, he's using his length. And very similar to Nolan, he just battles in there. I think Drew Gallus could be an outstanding defender if he can learn not to foul. I mean, he's strong, he's aggressive, he's willing to mix it up a little bit down there, but he's got to do it under control and be smart about it. But we have a number of guys. Tegan Kazel does a nice job. He's smart. He puts himself in positions to be successful defensively. Juan Ding, you know, he's long, he's athletic, he causes issues with for the other teams on the defensive end. You know, you can hold teams to 26, but if you can't score, it's really, really, really tough. It puts so much pressure on that D. And we've responded fairly well. We've done a nice job of trying to keep ourselves in games in regards to what we're giving up. But offensively, you know, we're shooting 18% from the three-point line. We're shooting 56% from the free throw line. When you have 76 assists and you associate that with 179 turnovers, and that's only in eight games, but you're not going to find success that way. We have to flip those numbers.
Absolutely. And, you got the opportunities to do that coming up here. I guess we're not at the halfway point yet, of the season, but kind of toward the back end of the year. This is a really, really tough week for you guys. MOC Tuesday, that one's at home. You get Easton Sioux City on Friday. It's kind of one of those deals, Coach, where you could probably let the moment overmatch you and overhype you a little bit heading into a week like this. What do you want the guys to get out of this week, and how do you want the guys to approach a week like this where they're, yeah, obviously the underdog against a couple of the state's best, but they still have to go out and put forth an effort that's worthy of a game like this?
Well, in all honesty, I've liked what we've done in games where, like you said on Thursday, basically you didn't give us much of a chance. Mm-hmm. I thought we did a lot of really good things there. I know the score wasn't indicative of it, but I thought we went up to Harrisburg, and I really thought we competed and did a lot of good things against a very, very good Harrisburg team. You know, it's the games, and same thing, we can go, you recall the game, you were there.
Yep.
Down at AL. I thought we had the right approach, and again, that's another quality team.
Yep.
And I'm not going to take anything away from some of the teams that have beat us, but I really felt like a Unity Christian. We had an opportunity to go in there, mm-hmm, and win that game, and our approach wasn't very good. We played very similar to what we did against Sioux City West. Same thing against Sergeant Bluff. Again, I think those, for us, at least going in, we felt like they were winnable games. And we didn't handle that part of it. It's the games that I think we go in and we say, oh, crap, they have an opportunity to knock us out, and we play well. And we've got to kind of try to find a way to flip that script and believe every time that we take the floor that we have opportunities. And we're not there yet, obviously. Last night was, again, disappointing, and it leaves a bad taste in my mouth going into the weekend. But it's January in Iowa basketball, and you don't get a lot of time to regroup. We got one practice, and then we play an outstanding MOC team on Tuesday.
Yeah, I guess the best part about tough taste in your mouth from Friday is you get the chance to hopefully eat something better on Tuesday get that out of your mouth for next week. So a big week for you guys. We'll see you guys on Friday in Sioux City, but of course we wish you the best of luck coming up this week, Coach, and we always appreciate your time here on the Coach's Corner.
Appreciate it, Daniel. Thanks.
Absolutely. That is Dave Irwin. He's the head coach of Lamar's Community Boys Basketball. When we come back, we'll wrap up the hour. This is the Coach's Corner. It's right here on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEN Lamar's.
The pursuit of true health. That's the goal of Dr. Jared Langle of True Health Chiropractic, Lamar's. Dr. Jared was born and raised in Lamar's, and along with his wife, Sarah, they look forward to raising their family and serving the community with a holistic approach to chiropractic, guiding patients to mindful movement and proper nutrition. True Health Chiropractic, offering adult chiropractic along with care for babies and children, fertility and pregnancy, accepting your insurance. True Health Chiropractic, located just off Business Highway 75 South Lamar's, across from Four Brothers. Call 712-305-0154. Discover wellness. Discover True Health Chiropractic, Dr. Jared Langle. And like True Health Chiropractic on Facebook.
Are you looking for local and dependable overhead door sales and service? Hi, my name is Adam, owner of Chapman Overhead Doors. We are excited to bring over 30 years of experience from the Spencer area to Lamar's and surrounding communities. Chapman Overhead Doors services all makes and models of commercial and residential garage doors. We sell only the highest quality Midland doors. Call Chapman Overhead Doors for a free quote today. 541-1179. That's 541-1179.
Coach's Corner, live on 1410 AM, 96.9 FM, KLEM.
And we welcome you back one final time here on the Coach's Corner program, recapping the program and getting you ready for next week. Daniel Versteg with you. Let's firstly thank our wonderful sponsors, bringing you to another edition of the Coach's Corner. Sponsors like Ameriprise Financial, Sitzman Construction, Floyd Valley Healthcare, Nohava Construction, Get Branded 360, Dryco Products, True Health Chiropractic, and Chapman Overhead Doors. My thanks, as always, to Mike Langle and Dave Irwin, the two boys basketball coaches here in town, for joining us on the Coach's Corner program. I always liked chatting up the game with them. It always makes me feel a little inadequate as a player and as somebody who I think his best game was 6 points for the Unity Christian freshman team back in the day. It's good to be able to talk things out with them and hear their perspective. There's a reason they've been doing this for, Mike nearly two decades and Dave two plus decades now, two decades and some change. So it's always good to talk things with them. And again, big weeks for both of them. You get three games for Galen Catholic in 4 days, Monday through Thursday. Man, that's going to be tough, especially with Remsen and Unity on the back end of that schedule. And Akron's going to put up a fight on Monday as well. And then Lamar's gets a pair of ranked games coming up with MOC and East High. Again, it's not going to be easy by any means, but nobody said it would either. So again, my thanks to Coach Langle and Coach Irwin for joining us, getting you caught up on what's to come here on KLEM Radio. As far as sports broadcasts are concerned, coming up right away on Monday, we're going to renew an Old Lakes Conference rivalry. This one's going to be a fun one. Lamar's Community heads up to Estherville Lincoln Central, the number one ranked team in Class 3A. We've seen how the Bulldog girls have played against ranked teams so far this year. They put up a good fight. We're looking forward to renewing that rivalry on KLEM. That's going to be a 5:45 tip, so we'll get the pregame going about 5:30, I should say, from Estherville. That was not originally on the schedule, but the Bulldogs canceling that game with Sioux Center from Tuesday night. They needed a 21st game, and Estherville had a date open. So we'll have the coverage of that contest here on KLEM. Then coming up Tuesday from Remsen, we'll be in the Jerry and Marlene Harpinoff Family Gym as Remsen St. Mary's hosts Galen Catholic. Final meeting between those two of the regular season, and we'll have the doubleheader action for you right here on KLEM Radio. Then break Wednesday, coming up Thursday and Friday, Lamar's and East High in boys and girls basketball. The girls will play Thursday. Boys will play Friday. Both are 7 o'clock tips. We'll have coverage of both games right here on KLEM Radio. And I think a video stream as well on the KLEM Radio YouTube channel. So that should be a fun time for basketball. 4 days of basketball action. We're happy to bring it to you here on KLEM Radio. Next week on the Coach's Corner, we'll have both the girls' coaches on, Brandon Checker, and Cody Deercup will join us to talk things up about the girls' basketball teams around the area. So that's what's coming up. Also want to tease, coming up on Monday, we're going to have a great feature on Kylie Hesenius. She just became the first girls' wrestling signee in Lamar's community history. She signed her letter of intent to Iowa Lakes Community College. We had a great chat with her and Coach Greer Millage, and we'll have that for you Monday. We might have it up online today already, and we'll make sure to have it up for you on Monday on our sportscast. So look forward to that after the weekend is all said and done. But that's going to do it here for the Coach's Corner. Thanks again to both coaches for joining us, Dave Irwin and Mike Langle. For all of us at KLEM Radio, KLEM Sports, I'm Daniel Versteg. So long, have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you Monday with more high school basketball right here on 1410 AM and 96.9 FM, KLEM Lamar's.